It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. This is what I want to do. We'll talk about Josh Allen here coming up in a bit, and how his career has gotten off and the start that it has. And we'll also catch up with Steve Tasker coming up in a bit. Also, Trent McDuffie will do both of those things coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We also have a Carrington hypothetical button game. We're busy here today on The Drive. All right, Rob, let's get to our weekly parlay. Our parlay is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Hit me, Rob. This team has been an absolute covering machine, and I know, Rob, it's going to hurt you for me to put this team in our parlay, but I have to do it. Kansas is absolutely better, no doubt about it, but we trust Kansas enough to go on the road and now win these games. You're going to give me the seventh-ranked team in the country, and you're going to give me less than 3 points. I have to take them in that scenario. This would be different if it was an Arrowhead, and I know that I doubted Kansas last week and their game against Iowa State. Kansas is now not going on the road and beating top 10 team. BYU minus 2.5. They're not even giving you a lot of juice in this. BYU on the money line is minus 130. So if you want to put BYU in your own parlay, just take them on the money line, pair with a couple of other things, and you don't even got to deal with the points. You can do that as well. I will take BYU minus the 2.5. Kansas is better, no denying that. I don't think they're good enough to win this game. If you think that, don't even take the plus 2.5. Take plus 108 and take KU. I'm on the other side. Give me BYU minus 2.5.
A reminder, when I was gone, Quentin took Iowa State and he got burned.
He did, absolutely.
I was listening to Lawrence. People on Mass Street were clamoring with anger about Quentin. That's neither here nor there. Carrington, I'm going to take an underdog on the road. I'm going to take Arkansas against Texas this weekend plus the 12.5. Arkansas is better this year. They were an absolute rollover last year. They presided no stoppage to any good team. But they are better this year. They beat Tennessee earlier this year at home. And this is an old school. If you're, your parents or your grandparents, they remember Arkansas, Texas used to be a rivalry from way back in the day. So there's some venom in this game. I'm taking Arkansas plus the 12.5. You play that in our friends at FanDuel, it is plus 264.
All right, the next play that we want to give you guys is an NFL play. There's a couple of different directions that we can go. I like the Chiefs on the money line. If you want to throw them in there, I get it. I also like the Broncos at home minus 1.5. I think they're getting a little bit disrespected, but the line's a little too close for my blood. I will continue to ride the San Francisco 49ers. I really think that they've turned their season around. They should have covered last week, but they had the couple of missed field goals. You guys remember Debo Samuel goes over there and basically chokes out the kicker and the long snapper. I think San Francisco takes care of business at home minus 6.5. You're not even paying a whole lot of juice. You're getting it at minus 112. Go ahead and give me San Francisco minus 6.5 at home against Seattle. I like it.
I'm going to take the Bengals on Sunday Night Football plus the 1.5. Here's the deal. The Chargers turnaround has been very impressive. Jim Harbaugh is a fantastic coach, but that team is winning by scoring like 17 a night. They're going to win based on how Michigan football won last year. We're going to run, we're going to batter, we're going to bruise you, we're going to play good defense and walk out of there 17-14 or 20-17. And that's a fine game plan. Everything's fine and dandy when you're playing the Tennessee Titans, but this is a level up in competition for LA, and T. Higgins is back. The Bengals might have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. We just don't talk about the Bengals because they're 4-6 and Their offense is great. Their defense is worse, but they can score. And the Chargers are not a team that can score with the Bengals. So I like Joe Burrow and the boys plus 1.5 on Sunday Night Football. You parlay that with Niners minus 6.5. It's plus 261.
All right. So in college, I'm taking BYU. Who do you have, Rob?
I got Arkansas plus 12.5.
And in the National Football League, I am taking San Francisco. And you have?
I have the Bengals plus 1.5. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.